looking at it from your end? Because, again, you hear people who will say, got some here with a hard R, it's Ron or Rod or Roger, and you say to yourself, what, they can't get a telephone here? What is the process by which the medium is hearing it, and why don't they know that it's really Robert?
Well, names I actually think are something, when I teach people actually in New York City, in fact I start tomorrow with my classes back up again, and one of the things I emphasize with people initially is don't worry about names. Names are going to get you drifting off into your left brain, and you want to stay, you know, that, I mean to say, yeah, your logical mind. No. This is a place where you work first from feeling and sensation. When we start attaching names, we go off in that place of wanting to match something up to the name. So
then with that, here is the average medium, and I'm sure there is no such thing as an average medium, and I'm sure that some people get things through audience, voice-wise, some people see things, feel
correct.
Things.
Everyone's
so,
got a different way of
right.
doing it.
Right, and we'll get into that with intuition, too, and I understand that everybody's got their own intuition style, but even so, here I am, I'm trying to make the connection, and what you're saying is, don't worry about the names, because it's coming out of the other form, then half the time I'll hear a medium saying, well, they're stocky, and they're wearing glasses, and did that person show up in the mind's eye? How do they know that?
For most people that I work with on the teaching end, we sense it, but it's not visible to us in that crisp, clear 3D way. A lot of times we do see it, but it's not going to be like you sitting before me and seeing you in full-formed, full dimension. It's more like looking through kind of like a transparency that's kind of reduced by a percentage. It's thinner. It's different. It's a different kind of sight. And people do, we think about the word see, and if we don't see it the same way we're used to seeing in the physical world, we dismiss it. But it's an awareness more than a sight. And so, yeah, they're aware just by where they're holding their hands, let's say, that as they're talking, they're touching the hand around the face and almost drawing the glasses on their own face. That's mirroring to them that this person wore glasses. And then you might see the person, putting their hand across the chest and kind of rubbing its center chest or patting it, which might be their personal sign for, heart problems. The patting could be, in my case, if I'm pressing several times, it's a heart attack. If I just put my hand there and hold it, that tends to me to represent someone who had a longer struggle, maybe a heart failure or a series of, you know, slower events.
No, this brings up an interesting catch-22, actually, and I was thinking about this with regard to our intuition, that, again, we'll definitely touch on this, is that one of the worst things you can do to your own intuition is, of course, start to second-guess it. You start to go to that other side of the brain, and you start to rationalize it, and you're out of the mood.
And I
understand that. On the other hand, there's also the problem of misinterpreting. And so here's the catch-22. If you don't try to figure out what it is, how are you going to know?
I agree with you, absolutely. And I think the answer to that one is be structured about it, but don't go crazy either. Interpreting everything is a sign. You know, you'll hear people say, everything happens for a reason. Well, it does, and sometimes the reason is that was the next thing that was supposed to happen. There's nothing mysterious about it. You know, it's just a natural outcome very often. But so people will tend to either overinterpret and make everything a sign from the other side, and others will sort of dismiss the things that are obvious. I've seen my very own husband got a very, very accurate public message actually out in Lilydale, and he didn't understand it all. I'm poking in the ribs going, honey, your best friend from childhood and your mother. And he just totally missed it.
That's
totally
funny.
And it's because he was expecting it maybe in a different way.
Now, of course, when you're, as your husband sitting there on the stump or whatever, and you're hearing this message, the medium is bringing what he or she sees to your husband. But can a medium talk to people on demand? Like, let's say your husband says, I want Sister Mary here. Can you request somebody to show up?
You can request, but they can refuse the request. They have free will, just as we do. And I think people forget that. We cannot, quote-unquote, conjure the spirits. That doesn't happen. It's a very much an interactive didactic process. They can say, sure, I'd love to come hang out and talk to you a little bit about what's going on, or they may decide that I'm busy now. I've got other things I'm working on here.
Well, that presupposes that they're available to even say, gee, no thanks. And I've always wondered, time, of course, I know is only linear here, so there's a different a different deal on the other side. But is everybody who passed over available? They may decide they're going to demur and not do it, but
right.
Have some of them gone on to, you know, life on a planet named Fringus or something?
I think it's true that that can happen, but first of all, I think we have to keep in mind that you mentioned before about the vibrational levels. So it's kind of like the exiting strategy you have is going to determine how available you are. If you really were spiritually together, compassionate, helping others is a big thing in your life kind of person, you're still going to be that way and you'll be easier to reach. If you were someone who sort of was murder and mayhem through life, you're going to be tougher to get a hold of. The reason? You're going to be on the other side being attended to and having sort of a healing process happen and evolution of your own consciousness, even though you're no longer in human form, still has to happen. So what we don't deal with here in the physical, we definitely end up dealing with on the other side.
Yes, and I would assume, and probably back here again or some other incarnate
right.
system somewhere, which brings up another question. When we're talking about folks on the other side, we tend to be thinking about our loved ones and those we knew in this life. Is it common for people to show up we knew in other lives?
Oh, that's a great question. I think it is. They come in the form often of sort of what are sometimes called spirit guides. Now, I really, myself, when I do readings with people, I tend to stay away from this kind of, oh, you were once an Egyptian priestess, you know. come on now. I want to stick with things that we have a higher probability of being able to verify. That one's going to be tough to verify.
Well, yeah, yeah. And, you know, the other side of that, when you're doing a reading, more likely than not, it's, oh, you were a drunk in Paris. You know, so.
Exactly. Yes, I know. And I was probably in the kitchen with you helping clean up. You know?
Right. There you go. Yeah. Yeah. So, and then Spirit Guides brings up something else, too. I hadn't really thought about it being a past life connection, but it makes all the sense in the world. Are any of the entities that show up entities that have never incarnated on Earth?
Yes. Many times that's the case. That tends to happen, though, once you've worked at this a while and you've been gradually elevating your vibration. I'm starting to sound all flaky, aren't I?
No, no, you're not
vibration.
Really.
Okay, good. If I start to sound...
We'll bring you back, yeah.
Yeah, bring me back to Earth,
yeah.
So to speak. Yes, the more you work your vibration to a higher, finer point, the more you're going to invite those higher, finer vibrations toward you. You've expanded your ability to connect with them. They're available, but it's kind of like, I guess a dog whistle, for example, can only be heard by dogs that have the range of hearing to take that in, and humans can't, for the most part, hear it.